Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Preuris, Perik Beis, Mishnah Test. The Torah says, Kaddish li kol p'chor, pete kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael. What does pete kol rechem mean? It means the animal that opens the womb, the first animal that's born naturally. If it's a male, it has din of a p'chor. Sometimes, for whatever reason, they see there are problems. So what they do is they cut open the stomach and they take out the baby through the stomach. That's called yoytze daifin. Literally, it comes out through the wall. So we have here a yoytze daifin, which is the first baby, but it wasn't born naturally. And the habachrav. Then they had another baby that was born naturally. So are they both a bchar? Is neither one a bchar? How do we treat this? What is the halacha with these two animals, the yoytze daifin and the one that came afterwards? So we have another machlokes in Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says both could be a bchar. Shneim yiru ad sheyistu avu, and therefore both animals have to be left to graze until they develop a mum. Chas v'shalom, you can't inflict a mum, but we have to wait for it to get a mum, and then, like any bchar, v'yayachlu b'mum and l'baila, they can be eaten by the owner once it has a mum. So basically, Rabbi Tarfon says could be each one as a bchar. Could be the first one as a bchar because it was born first, and the second one as a bchar because it was the first to come through in a natural way. Now, we're not going to give it to a kayan because it could be that either one is not a bchar. But the bialim will have to treat it with the halachis of bechayra. So basically, Rabbi Tarfon is saying, I don't know. I don't know if they're both bchayrim or they're both not bchayrim, or one is and one isn't. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, the halach is very clear. There's no suffik here. Shneyan ain't a bchar. Both are not a bchar. The first one is not a bchar because it came out through the stomach. And the second one is not a bchar because it's the second one. It's not the first one to be born. Harishain, the first one is not a bchar, says Rabbi Akiva, mishim she'enoi peterechem. It didn't open the womb. It wasn't born naturally. Vasheni, and the second one, which came out through the rechem, but it's the second one. Mishim she'kidom ayachar. Another one came before it. And therefore, both are not a bchar. The bialim keep both, and they can use it right away. They do not have to wait for it to get a mum. The Bat Tanura says that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So, if we have a yoytze daifin, which came out through the stomach, and then an animal was born afterwards naturally, if Tarfon says, could be they're both a bchar. Honestly, I don't know. Could be the first one is a bchar, even though it didn't come out through the womb, because it is the first. It could be the second one as a bchar because it's the first one that came out through the womb, even though it has an older brother, which came out through the stomach. Maybe both of them are not bchayres. The first one because it came out through the stomach, the second one because it has an older brother. As a result, the kohen can't take it because of a mitzi mechaveirai olavarai. He has to prove it's his, but the bialim have to treat it as if it's a bchar. They can't eat it until it gets a mum. Rabbi Akiva says, no. For it to be a bchar, you have to have both. It has to come out through the womb. It has to be peter rechem. And it has to be the first one. It can't have an older brother that came out through the stomach. And therefore, neither of them are kadosh, and the bialim can treat it like any other behemoth.